Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Bizzano, along with my brand new co-host. I can't believe it. Cien Almas is here. Welcome.
Hola.
Welcome, Cien.
How are we doing, amigos?
I'm okay. How are you?
Hold on. Let me take off my fancy hat.
Oh, that's much... I don't know if that's much better, but...
I'm now going to talk in Spanish for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, I was surprised you were even talking in English thus far, yeah.
Shut up!
So, yes, Josh Reese has a new haircut, and it's very much inspired by Cien Almas. He looks just like Cien.
I'm trying to support my other brown brothers in action.
Is that it?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's an amazing character, so we have to kind of, you know, support.
What's his first name? Oh, no. You forgot? Andrade?
That's
right.
That's
yeah.
Not his real name.
Well, and it's in the I don't know.
No, this is one of the haircuts from Cristiano Ronaldo.
But it kind of looks like Cien's though, right?
I think he probably got Cristiano.
Well, okay, but still, if he has the same haircut, then that's what I thought of. I don't know this soccer player you talk about.
Okay.
I don't watch. Where is this Cristiano Ronaldo play?
Whoa! Cristiano Ronaldo. Ah, Jesus. You're kidding me with my horrible.
Mauro Ronaldo?
We have a bunch of fans that are overseas, and they're probably like lighting their radios on fire right now for you mispronouncing the greatest soccer player in the world's name.
They know Americans don't watch soccer.
I watch soccer.
You're Hispanic. We have a new president, and according to him, you're not American. I'm sorry. You don't count. Get the fuck out. Josh voted for the guy that wants him out of the country. That's amazing. So
when he was talking about all the illegal immigrants that voted,
yeah.
I started wondering. I was like, wait, is he just counting like Mexicans?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you checked Mexican on your box?
Yeah.
Is that the people he's talking
about? That's the people he's talking about, yeah. Right. So
That made me laugh.
Yeah. So, yeah, who does he play for? Where does he play? Spain?
Real Madrid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And he's like the new he's Beckham.
Well, yeah, Beckham is not Beckham anymore.
I know he's not. Yeah. So he's like LeBron.
He's I think he is the world's highest paid athlete
in the world. What does he get?
I can't remember, but it was a lot more than
250 or some shit.
It was something ridiculous. He makes a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
Him and Lionel Messi and those guys.
I wish I never asked. So, we have an NXT recap to do.
Sure, we could talk about that, I guess.
This was very bad. Very bad episode.
I didn't mind it.
You didn't mind it?
No.
What did you like about the episode?
I liked the beginning and the end.
You liked the end? All right.
Yeah, I thought the end was all right. But
okay.
We'll get there.
Sure. So we start off with Ember Moon versus Liv Morgan. And again, we knew who was winning this match because Liv Morgan doesn't win matches. Despite her being pretty damn good in the ring. Again, in my opinion, she's the third best behind Asuka and Ember Moon. We had that discussion last week where I freaked out. So many roll-ups to start the match. And then eventually they just keep rolling. Like, come on.
Cool, like roly-polies. They're just rolling back and forth on the ring. You think that was fun?
That was pretty dumb.
I thought that was fun.
That was pretty dumb.
I mean, it's silly, but sometimes you gotta have a little bit of silly, right?
Not in this match where both women are trying to prove that they're the next one. Let's just have a roly-poly match. Come on.
It wasn't like that forever, but it was a good 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's probably like 30 seconds. So obviously Ember Moon wins the match. She hits her stunner finisher. Does it have a name yet? Is it the...
It should have some. I think... Did they call it the Eclipse?
Oh, yeah, the Eclipse. That's right. It's been the Eclipse for a while, I think.
Okay. Because Eclipse is a good name.
Or did we make that up? I don't know. It's either the Eclipse or...
Well, they don't mention it on the WWE recap.
Why don't they fucking... Every time Nakamura hits his finisher, Corey Graves jizzes in his pants. Kinshasa! And he fucking goes nuts.
That's right.
Why can't they do that for Ember Moon?
Eclipse!
It's the Eclipse!
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that, Andrew.
I mean, that's way... Like, the Eclipse is a much better finisher than the Kinshasa.
Yeah, they do call it the War... NXT's War Goddess, followed up by connecting with the devastating Eclipse.
So they listened to the podcast and they stole the name from us. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Fine. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, after the match, Ember Moon helps her up and they shake hands because, you know, it's all fun.
That's right.
Who cares?
Well, at least it's just wrestling. Shake hands before the match.
Right. Yeah.
What is this, a fucking cruiserweight title?
Exactly. So then we go backstage and Kayla Braxton interviews Josh Reese. Cien Almas. And he says Espanol. I'm going to kick Roderick Strong in his face. Wow, that was amazing. And then Strong walks up and he says, oh, yeah, you're going to kick my face? Come on.
Do it now.
Do it. Come on, bro. And then Almas walks away for a second just to run back up and cheap shot Strong. And he knocks him to the ground. And then he pulls in Alberto Del Rio and calls him Perro. So that was a nice shout out to Del Rio.
So now he'll be fired.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. So that's all we have there. Next up, we have No Way Jose versus Kona Reeves. This match was very lame.
Yeah.
They had a dance off. And then, plus, Jose, you know, just dances the whole fucking match. Dances the whole match. They have a dance off. And then Jose gets the win with a pop up punch.
Yeah.
The fact that they're even like taking Kevin Owens' finisher name, like, and just using it on, it's the pop up powerbomb. No, that's a move. The pop up punch is just a punch.
Yeah.
He's not the Big Show. The Big Show's like the one guy that you could like actually sell, like, you know, his finisher is just he fucking punches you in the face because he's so fucking big.
Yeah, because his hand is massive.
Yeah.
A lot of force behind
his hand is bigger than their head.
Yes.
So, yeah, that makes sense. But no, he just wins with a pop-up punch. After the match, Elias Sampson comes out playing his guitar and singing his song, and Jose gets on the mic and says his song sucks. I like how No Way Jose thinks this is ridiculous. The guy that dances like an idiot, he thinks that this guy
There's
sucks.
A line that should be drawn.
Like in reality, Elias Sampson can actually play the guitar and kind of sing.
Yes.
He's much better than whatever the fuck Noe Jose does when he dances to the ring.
I agree.
So it's kind of weird.
I'm actually surprised since they teased this match that this wasn't going to be like on an emergency.
Oh my God. Thank God.
Because I kind of thought that it was going to be. But it might be something that they show like the next week. That they
maybe it'll be a
takeover or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
So you'll have to let me know if you see this match.
Yeah, because they'll have the dark matches before. Mm-hmm. So
but
I'm sure.
They'll film that from the next week or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to see him singing.
Oh, God.
Maybe you'll see Elias Sampson dancing.
Maybe I'll skip the pre-show. Maybe I'll do that. Yeah.
You'll be wasted.
So Samson then gets on the apron, but Jose punches him off of it, and then Samson retreats. That's how that ends. And then next up we have...
Hold on.
I forgot how much you love No Way Jose.
No. So who do you root in that match? Exactly. Right? Because we all talk about, like, the matches that are kind of hard to root for because you have, like, two heels or whatever that are really good.
Yeah.
Or, you know, two faces that fight. But these are a face and a heel.
You know, that's kind of like...
They're both equally awful.
It's kind of like when the Patriots played the Seahawks, and I was like, fuck, I hate both of these teams. But I hate the Patriots more, obviously, so... But...
So who are your Patriots? Is it No Way Jose? Because it's No Way Jose for me.
I guess. But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
I think... we've said this before, but I think No Way Jose could actually be a pretty good wrestler and, like, you know, talk on the mic if he wasn't a dancing idiot.
So what you're saying is he needs a heel turn.
Well, not just a heel turn. He just needs a character turn. He needs to stop dancing to the ring. Like, I actually think he's talented.
So do you think he's like a Rocky Maivia or whatever? Horrible.
Right.
But a face.
Yeah.
So then he just needs to switch gimmicks.
Stop dancing.
And come back as an asshole.
Yeah.
And then he'll be rock love.
Well, he doesn't even have to be an asshole. He could be a face. He just has to stop dancing to the ring.
I agree.
You
dancing
know?
Dancing is troubling.
Yeah. So.
Very few people can pull it off.
Elias Samson's just super boring to me. So.
See, but why can Fandango do it, but no one else can? Like, Fandango, he's a heel, but he's entertaining.
He's never even on the fucking show anymore. Right. And when it is, it's just to lose in the fucking Battle Royal.
That's true. But before he went away, I mean, he was in... Yeah, I like seeing Fandango come out. He was good. And maybe was that because he was a good wrestler and I didn't care about his dancing?
Maybe. But he didn't really dance. I mean, well his was like snobby... His was like snobby dancing. Yeah, it was like, oh, look, I'm such a... Whereas Jose's coming out, he's like, hey, come on, everyone, let's all dance like idiots together.
Move with me.
You know what it's like? You know what it's really like?
Go on.
No Way Jose is like the Ellen DeGeneres of WWE. Because, like, Ellen's whole thing is on her fucking show that I don't watch, but, you know, she dances like an idiot. Like, her whole thing is that she can't dance, and she dances with all the other women in the studio for, like, 10 minutes. While the show starts.
You sure know a whole lot about this show.
Come on, you didn't know that? Watching. You didn't know that?
No, I never knew that, Andrew.
Yeah, anyone that knows anything about pop culture. Like, I'm a pop culture aficionado, I guess.
So.
But, I mean, come on. It's not like I've ever...
Skimming through.
No, you know why? Because I used to live with my parents, and my mom watched Ellen every day. So if I come down for breakfast or whatever the fuck I'm doing, you know, my mom watches a lot of television. She'd watch Ellen. So I'd fucking come down. Ellen's dancing down to the down the aisles. It's so dumb. So, yeah, that's how I know. Okay?
Okay.
I swear I don't watch it. I swear. Are we done with No Way Jose or do you have to talk about him some more?
I don't really have anything. No, but come on. That was a fair question. Because this is going to be a feud that's going to be happening.
So you're going to root for Elias Samson?
By default.
By default. Okay. All right. So next up we have Eric Young versus the Atkins Diet. I'm sorry. This guy's name is Chris Atkins. And he's another guy from Australia. Like NXT in like 6 months, it's just going to be people from Australia.
Well, not anymore. Spoiler alert. Remember... Was this before or after they showed the Revival fucking up TM61?
I don't know, but yeah, well, we know that. I was going to save it for news.
Oh. Well, it was in the fucking show.
Yeah, but it turns out that Shane Thorne is actually injured in real life. That's why their match against the Revival was so short, and that's why the Revival destroyed Shane Thorne's knee on the show. So now, in real life, he has like a torn ACL and he's going to be out 7 to 9 months.
Oh, I thought it was something that really happened inside the ring.
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe it happened inside the ring in another match, like at a house show or something else.
Like when they dropkicked him or whatever, that's when it fucked up his knee.
What? So you thought the Revival actually fucking tore his ACL?
Yes.
Okay, again, so you once went... So you're going to make my brain explode, Josh. You really are. You're driving me fucking nuts. You're driving me nuts.
Damn.
So Eric Young beats Chris Atkins in like 3 minutes. Atkins only gets like a couple of moves in. And he's a big guy, so it's kind of weird that Eric Young wins so fast, but whatever.
I was surprised because this is, what, the second big, huge guy that they've kind of jobbed out? Because remember Dan Matha? You remember Dan
He
Matha.
Still hasn't been on the show. Yeah, but he got like a month of video promos like this That's is the true. Next big thing.
Yeah.
And then he fucking gets destroyed by Samoa Joe. And what I tell you, I was like, he can't be on the show for 6 months. And it's been a few months, so they got to still wait a few more months to bring Dan Matha back.
But is this going to be the next?
Unless, like I said, unless they just hired a buff actor just to get his at like that, then I would like, mwah, mwah, you're geniuses. Like, that's like one of, that's still one of the most genius things I've ever seen in wrestling.
This was another one.
Yeah, right. But they didn't hype this guy, like, for a month.
That is true.
That's the difference. So Eric Young, after the match, gets on the mic and says Dillinger made the wrong choice, and then fucking Damo, like, does his back splash on the guy or whatever.
Yeah, was that a Kevin Owens homage?
No, people have done it before Kevin Owens.
Okay. Well, remember, I'm new at wrestling.
Kevin Owens didn't invent that move.
Maybe I thought he did.
No. Plenty of people have done that over the years. So next up, finally, we have the face-off. William Regal's in the ring, and he says we need to hear from all four women competitors in the championship match, even though three of them don't even speak English well.
Like, right.
And I don't even know if Nikki Cross can, for that matter.
Exactly. So when she comes up, I was going, oh, so we're going to find out if Nikki Cross is actually sane?
Yeah, is she from, is she, did we look her up? Is she from the United States? Oh, she's from Scotland. So none of them can speak proper English. What? We need to hear from them? So Peyton Royce and Billy Kay come out first, and they say they run the women's division. We run the women's division?
That is not even close, Andrew.
Yes. And then Peyton Royce says, like, San Antonio. She's like, San Antonio? San Antonio?
That is awful. That's not even close.
She did say that. You heard it.
No, yeah, she said that, but you're just making fun of her voice for no reason.
Okay. So then Nikki Cross comes out next, but doesn't say anything. I like how Sanity doesn't have her back, but she has to come out for every fucking Eric Young match. Asuka then runs to the ring before Dasha Fuentes can even introduce her. And then Asuka and Nikki throw out the Australian girls, and then they just stare at each other until security comes out to separate them. Because, you know, these big security guys. Except Asuka and Nikki destroy this group of 6 feet tall men. Asuka and Nikki.
They're weak security.
Beat the hell out of, like, 6 security guards that are all, you know, way taller than them. Mm-hmm. They're like 100 pounds heavier than them, and they just get their ass kicked. That's a little silly, don't you think?
It's just a touch silly.
It's a touch silly.
Just a touch.
It's like when you watch a movie where, like, the 100-pound chick with no superpowers is just whooping, like, a 220-pound guy.
I don't understand, like, why they can't have women security people. They have all these women training at the performance center. Why can't they all say, hey, guys, show up this week with black shirts?
That's true. I mean, they can't do much worse than the male security guards because they suck.
They don't do anything but just try to hold them and then just act weirdly whenever they hit them.
Hey, don't do that. Eventually security pulls Asuka out of the ring, but then Nikki Cross gets on the top rope and jumps onto Asuka and the 6 security guards. One of the guards wasn't even near them, and he fell down, too. Like, it was just, you know, but that's always the case when they have these big, you know, dive, like, when one person dives on, like, 10 people, mm-hmm. a couple of them aren't even near the freaking, you know, crash.
But it's like dominoes.
Yeah, exactly. It just looks silly. Billy, yeah.
I feel like I have to read some of what the WWE wrote.
Okay, well, let me just finish it off with this. So Billy Kay and Peyton Royce then look on in horror from the ramp as Asuka, Nikki, and the security guards lay there motionless. Like, they're not even moving. It's like they're dead. Just play dead. Yeah. Don't even play hurt. You're dead.
Do you think they revived after the went to black?
I'm sure the revival came out and did that. Yeah. That was corny.
So this was the WWE. So I'm going to skip a couple paragraphs. Okay, so security tried to keep the two apart, but were pummeled by the two superstars. The security force seemingly got a handle on things as they pulled Asuka from the ring, but they failed to contain Cross, who climbed to the top of the rope and dove onto the NXT Women's Champion and the guards. Kay and Roy stood stunned at the top of the ramp, looking at the pile of humanity that lay before them, perhaps wondering what they had gotten themselves into
at NXT TakeOver. It didn't look like they were thinking that. Oh my god. Like, what is that, though? They're trying to make Billy and Peyton now look weak or something?
They're scared.
They're scared.
What do I do? Oh, my God.
They're scared of the two women that are, like, a foot shorter than them.
Throw a shrimp on the Bobby.
Yeah.
I can't think of other Australian things.
It's very offensive of you, Josh.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah. What did we get ourselves into?
Promises, however, were made to be broken.
Another paragraph. Oh my god. Why are these recaps so long?
Guys, I'm telling you, if you want humor every once in a while, go to the...
Should we just recap every match like that? like hold on, let's go back for a second. Let's see. What was like the longest match? No Way Jose versus Kona Reeves? No Way Jose versus Kona Reeves. We all know No Way Jose likes to have a lot of fun and dance with the crowd, but Kona Reeves was having no part of it. Uh-uh. No, Kona Reeves just wanted to end No Way Jose's dance-off before it even began. But unfortunately for Reeves, No Way Jose decided to end his night a little early by hitting him with his amazing pop-up punch. Will Kona Reeves ever dance again? I don't know.
Find out
next year when Kona Reeves is on the show again. Who wants to read that? That's awful. It's like shitty romance, like a romantic novel. It's like 50 Shades of Grey.
These are interns for one of those studios.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Lordy, Lord, Lord, Lord. So, yeah.
I mean, if they're paying someone to write that, then they're wasting their money. Like, that just sounds like WWE fan fiction. Like, some fucking loser wrote that.
Right? I mean, there's so many, like, added things on here.
It's way too much.
So much filler.
Yeah.
The two Australians scurried from the ring.
I don't know. They wonder, what did they get themselves into? Because I'm in their brain and I could read their minds.
Here's another little sentence. Kay and Royce jumped them from behind, but once again were tossed from the ring, leaving the Empress of Tomorrow, Insanity's most rabid member, alone in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
She's our most rabid member?
She's the one, yeah. Like, no, because she has rabies.
You know what? If I want to get more story, I need to go to the WWE
That's right.
So I can read.
Hey, you thought you got the whole story by just watching NXT? I don't think so. You missed all the Easter eggs. You got to read the fucking recaps.
Right? I had no clue that Billy Kay and Peyton Royce were perhaps wondering what they've got.
Right. I wouldn't have known. Because they're not good enough actresses. to right. show us themselves. Hey, everyone, you don't need to get the network. Just go on WWE.com and read the recaps.
Right. And then listen to ours.
Yeah. But we comment on it. We don't... If I read verbatim, like, what was happening on every match, like, well, first there was a body slam, a lockup, and then, like, no, oh, my God, that's so boring.
Well, exactly, which is why the...
What would be the point?
Adds flair to it.
Right.
No pun intended.
Unless something great happens in the match, then or something incredibly stupid, then we talk about it. But no, it's No Way Jose versus Kona Reeves. They have a dance-off. Jose wins with a fucking punch. Eric Young beats a jobber. Ember Moon beats a jobber. Oh, wait, that's Liv Morgan!
I just thought of a perfect way for No Way Jose's finisher should be a dance-off.
Should be a pop-up...
dances and the other guy kills
him. That's it. Yeah. Or maybe like a pop-up cock slap. He slaps you with his dick. I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good.
We're having too much fun tonight.
Yeah. All right. So, who is your worst dressed for NXT?
No Way Jose.
He's dressed the same every week.
He's always my worst dressed.
All right. I had Damo with his fucking fat belly sticking out. Who the hell wants to see that shit?
Yeah.
They cover up Bray Wyatt and like Owens for a reason.
That's true.
Damo can never go to the main roster. He has to cover up.
Well, they're insane. They don't have clothes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's homeless.
He's homeless.
He can only afford a jacket that someone gave to him.
He lives on the streets.
Yeah. Who's your best dressed?
Best dressed. I gotta go with the Australian girls. I love the way they.
You gotta pick one though. So pick Billy then,
because
I took Peyton.
Okay,
Peyton Royce. Peyton Royce looked really good. Before that, I had Liv Morgan until Peyton Royce came out.
I feel like Liv Morgan has new ring gear like every week.
Well, yeah, because when you lose every week, you have to look different in the eyes of the audience. Or else to be like, oh, it's just that same chick that loses every week. Yeah.
Yes, because I swear she comes out with something different every single week. That wasn't her same that she came out with the last time we saw her. It was different. I keep up with these things.
Yeah. She looked good. But yeah, I mean, Peyton Royce is just, you know.
Yeah. Both the Australians. They're hot. I love their accent.
I'm not too into Billie Kay. Nah. Her face is a little weird. Sorry. Right. Sorry, Billie.
We won't be tag teaming on that. I'll have mine. You have yours.
I got Peyton.
Yeah,
that's fine with me. All right. And what was the worst part of the show?
the stare off between fucking both the guitarists.
Both guitarists.
Jesus.
Jose and
Elias Samson and No Way Jose.
What did you say?
The stare off between the two.
Between who?
No Way Jose and Elias Samson.
Oh, okay. You got it right. All right. No,
I
that's
said
fine.
Samson?
No, that's Samson. Fine. Yeah. I thought you said Ias or something. Ias. Yeah.
Is there a worse moment than that? I
just thought the face off with the women was so unrealistic. It was so unconvincing.
Well, I don't understand what you needed a face off for. Like, I thought the only reasons for like something like that was for like a signing.
A contract signing.
Yeah.
Right.
But like this past week on SmackDown when AJ Styles calls out John Cena.
Right.
What the fuck was the point of that?
Right.
No point.
Right.
I don't care.
Daniel Bryan scheduled that for the night. Okay, yeah. And then at 8:00 you'll come out and call out John Cena. Yeah. Is that cool, Styles? Yeah, cool. That's cool.
Okay. Why couldn't they have said, like, AJ Styles has an important announcement?
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
But just to label it, like, AJ Styles is going to call out John Cena and talk
just,
shit about his mama.
It's just a ratings grab. Yeah. Make sure you tune in because you have to see it.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Like, if they said AJ Styles was coming out to address the WWE Universe.
I mean,
I think we all fucking knew what he was going to say.
Nothing was as bad as when Stephanie tells Mick Foley at 7:00. Or 8 p.m. Central Time, she's like, Foley, you have 1 hour to produce The Undertaker. 1 hour or you're fired. Or, you know, so they basically told you the exact fucking minute The Undertaker was going to show up on the show.
To be fair, there was a little bit of intrigue when the bell tolled. No, the bell didn't toll.
It did.
Or did it toll? Or the lights went out for a second?
No. The lights went out first because Stephanie came out first. Like, it made no sense. It made no sense. Like, why would the production... Why would Stephanie do... It just doesn't make... Yeah, no, it was stupid.
Trolling.
Right.
Yes.
That's why I knew it wasn't... I was like, well, wait. The bell has to toll for Undertaker to come out. But yeah, like, they told us the exact minute Taker was coming out to the ring.
Yeah.
While at the same time trying to tell us, well, I don't know, he might not be there... But if he does show up, it'll be at 9 p.m. Central Time exactly.
Right.
If he shows up. And then Mick Foley comes out and asks The Undertaker to teleport to the arena. He fucking said that. He fucking said that.
Yes, that is stupid.
I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I miss the days of where wrestlers had gimmicks. You know, because most wrestlers can't pull it off without a gimmick. You know what I mean? Like, Randy Orton's Randy Orton. You know, Dean Ambrose, but okay, like, they're both crazy, and Seth Rollins is the architect, so they have nicknames. But, like, you know, the fucking Undertaker's coolest. You know, he's dead. The whole idea of the Undertaker is he's a dead man. So,
yeah.
But, like, just don't make it overly ridiculous. Like, well, that he can teleport.
He's certainly the last one. No one else is that ridiculous.
I mean, they jumped the shark with the Undertaker when he was able to, you know, have lightning shoot in, like, from inside a building. But, okay, whatever. Maybe I'm being
picky.
Don't
have an aneurysm, Andrew.
So, what was your favorite part of the show?
You're probably going to hate me for this one, but I really, really enjoyed the roly-poly moments.
Okay.
30 seconds. I thought that was cool as shit. I mean, you.
Anyone could do that.
You may have seen it before, but I don't think I've ever seen that
You
before.
And I could do that.
I don't
come on, let's do it right now.
No. But come on. I'm sure.
Whee!
You've seen it in wrestling before, but that's something I haven't seen before, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Have you ever seen a man eat his own head?
No.
Well, then you haven't seen everything, have you? That was Team America World Police.
I never saw that movie.
You fuck. Really? You have to see it.
It's really good. I should, because it's made by Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. I really didn't have a favorite part of the show.
Come on, you know you love the roly-polies.
No, I really didn't enjoy any of it.
The top dive from Nikki Cross? Maybe.
Fine.
There we go. Andrew likes something.
Hey, why don't you hit me up with some news since you stole mine?
Well, you read that one. I got plenty of other news.
No. I just mean the Shane Thorne update.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Here's a question. So
yeah.
Now that Shane Thorne and that tag team is injured, do you think that would limit the Revival from coming up?
Because
it's one less tag team.
No, because.
And then TM61 was a good tag team.
Right.
So it just thins out the top.
It does very much thin out the top. But no, I don't think so.
See, this doesn't stop. If
no, look, hey, they'll just bring the Bollywood boys on the show more. They'll just be on the show. It's fine.
Thank Jesus.
Or maybe. I can't wait for the Bollywood boys to fight the Shining Stars.
Oh, that would be epic.
Yeah, that would be so epic.
I like the Shining Stars.
Okay.
So let's see. Oh, so. You may have had more to the story, but I just had this tweet. Apparently, on Triple H has a conference call before all of the takeovers, and apparently he revealed that he is not very happy with the current NXT product.
Now, is this a conference call with the media or with media. Shareholders?
No, it's with the media.
But why would he... See, that seems like it's a ploy.
Yeah, see, there's no real context to that tweet that
it's
I
like
saw.
If Roger Goodell,
he was mad
it's like
about.
If Roger Goodell came out and was like, yeah, the NFL really sucks lately. Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been trying to think, what exactly is he mad about? Other than, the stuff that we're mad about on a weekly basis, but
right.
I don't think that's stuff that he would care about.
I mean, as far as we know, he has control over NXT.
Yeah.
Vince doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So is there any anything expanding on that?
Nothing expanding. I've just put that there's no real context to that. It's just something to kind of think about that he's not very happy with it. And we all know that after an NXT takeover, he's going to be doing a Facebook Live with.
Well, he always does.
Yeah. Well, maybe he might address some more on, or he might expand upon why he's a little bit upset, or he's not very happy. Because I can't think of anything. I think, if anything, NXT has grown.
He said, he says, I'm not happy with where it is right now by far. He told us it isn't a developmental, the roster is constantly in flux, especially with two distinct rosters to feed at the next level. I want it to be much better than it is, but it's a rebuilding process. So I guess just because a lot of them went to the main roster at once. All these things going on, they all make change in the ecosystem where everything lands at the end of the day is a moving target. I think NXT has the potential to be a lot of things. Where it sits is not 100% my decision. I know those conversations have happened. So it's very vague.
So Wait, does that mean, like, Vince is calling up people without him knowing?
Well, I don't think without him knowing. I just think it's, I guess it's Vince's choice on who to call up, because Vince has, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Triple H should be like, look, I think we should call up this guy, and he'd be like, you know, no, I don't want that guy. I want this guy instead.
I want this Bollywood boys.
Oh, God. Yeah. I want Mojo Rawley.
Exactly.
Yes.
Nia Jax.
But we have, like, Ty Dillinger. I want Mojo.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. Like, maybe he's mad that they're still on the network and they're not on, like, a regular weekly TV. TV time, you know.
Right.
Some other things. I don't know. Maybe he'll expand a little bit more upon this on
Maybe he knows filming house shows and then throwing it on the network is shitty TV.
Yeah, maybe. And then adding commentary in there.
Right. All right, what else we got?
So let's see. So I know we mentioned, like, a couple weeks ago that about some of the rumored call-ups that were going to happen.
Right.
So just randomly, I was searching Dan Matha's name.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he's rumored to be called.
What is he, the next Wyatt family member?
I don't know, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure you remember reading this list, like Nakamura, the tag team champion.
Matha wasn't on that list.
Yeah, it says the second group is Oney Lorcan, Roderick Strong, The Revival.
So that's all of NXT! They're all getting called up!
I'm just reading you what's on the
list. I know, I'm not shitting on you, I'm just shitting on the report.
Because
according to these reports, all of NXT is going to the main roster.
Yep, including Tino Savage.
Bobby Roode will just have the title and fight no one.
Maybe it'll be like when Vince was fighting God.
Yeah, but God's tag team partner was Shawn Michaels.
Oh,
so he fought Shawn Michaels, yeah. And God was in his corner. It was stupid. God was his tag team partner. It was awful. He couldn't make a tag. He tried. He tried.
Please, God, send me a tag team partner.
Did he really go to the ring?
No, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch it. Because I didn't watch the pay-per-views back then. Because, like, you know, like, I would watch the big pay-per-views on the internet. You know, like, I'll stream it on the internet. This is way before the network.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't watch, like, the shitty pay-per-views.
Maybe that's something we should recap one day. Vince McMahon's fight with God.
It was Vince and Shane versus Shawn Michaels and God in a tag team match.
That's awesome. If only it was Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's see.
So all of NXT's leaving. It's great.
Apparently so. Including Dan Matha. So that's why we haven't seen him on.
What the
Maybe
fuck?
Seriously.
No, he's going to be like the next Wyatt family member. He's probably, you know what? He's probably been off the network because he's been growing his beard out. That's why he's been off.
Because
Braun Strowman never appeared on NXT.
No,
Braun Strowman did dark matches.
The
SmackDown.
Yeah, we saw him that one day. Who the fuck is that giant guy?
I was like, I don't know who this guy is, but I know he's going to beat up that little guy.
That's right.
I know he's going to beat that guy.
It was Braun Strowman versus like a Black Kalisto.
Yeah, well, that guy was awesome.
He was great. I wonder what happened.
I was like, is he in Booker T's school or what?
I don't know. I'll ask Booker that once.
But
I don't know if he'll.
You don't even know that guy's name, though. No. All right.
So let's see. So I don't even know if you remember the Mata from Tough Enough.
No.
Well, apparently he was all. He's.
I didn't watch the.
But he announced that he's getting out of his contract. Mm-hmm. I guess he had. Him and his wife had a child or whatever. So
okay.
Mata is no longer training to be in NXT.
Oh, man.
I know you're disappointed. So this isn't like news, but I thought this was interesting. Exactly 1 year ago today, we're taping this on a Friday, Shinsuke Nakamura was signed to the roster.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't make his debut until
Dallas, right?
Yeah, yeah. Dallas. So I don't know if you've seen this, but... So I figured, you know, we'll talk about this real quick. The NXT year-end awards are going to be announced during the show on
during TakeOver.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So do you want to kind of go over the awards?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me who you got. So let's see. We got NXT TakeOver of the Year, and they're going with, do you like Dallas?
Okay.
NXT The Beginning. I don't remember that one. NXT Brooklyn. or NXT Toronto?
I didn't watch the Dallas one.
I didn't watch the beginning. The Dallas one was good. That had Shinsuke Nakamura and Sami Zayn. And that was an epic match.
It did? Yeah. That was his first match was against Sami Zayn? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what was the title match?
The title match...
Samoa Joe and...
Probably Balor.
Samoa Joe and Balor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really watch that one. I don't know. I guess I'd say Brooklyn.
Brooklyn was good. Yeah. So let's see. NXT Tag Team of the Year. We've got American Alpha, TM.
The Revival. Move on.
The Revival. Well, the DM. Come on.
Okay.
Let me read these, Andrew.
All right.
American Alpha, TM61, The Authors of Pain are in
there. Oh, come on.
The Revival and DIY. Now,
let me ask you this. How do they decide who wins?
They're all hashtags, so I'm imagining.
Oh, so is it all fan voting?
Yeah, I think it's all fan voting.
But they fucking lie.
So I bet you for some.
They say it's fan voting, but then they lie. We know that for a fact because Neville won Breakout Star of the Year last year over Kevin Owens. No fucking way that happened.
Yeah, it says the voting is exclusively on Twitter. In order for your vote to be official, you must include both the following in your tweet, the hashtag and the category.
All right.
So, I think the Authors of Pain might win this one.
So you think it's fake too? No, it's got to be the Revival. They were the tag champs for the whole fucking year.
Either that or DIY. I mean, whichever.
All right.
So let's see. NXT Breakout of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your applause till afterwards.
No, I know where this is going.
No Way Jose.
No way.
Ember Moon, Cien Almas, Peyton and Billy,
no.
Or Sanity.
Ember Moon.
Ember Moon should win for sure.
How is Bobby Roode not there? He debuted this year.
I agree, Andrew.
All right.
NXT Female of the Year. Bayley, Nia Jax, or Asuka?
Asuka.
Yeah, I agree. NXT Male of the Year.
I guess, is he on there? Is Roode on Male of the Year?
Maybe.
Okay, then I guess that's why he's not a breakout star.
Finn Balor, Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe, or Bobby Roode?
Bobby Roode. That's my opinion. Nakamura will probably win.
And then Competitor of the Year?
Because all of Japan is going to vote on Twitter.
For Shinsuke Nakamura.
We know, yeah.
I can't even spell Shinsuke Nakamura.
No, it's like, because that's when before I watched NXT, I called him like Shinsuke. And then I called Asuka like Asuka because I drafted both of them in like the Raw and SmackDown draft that Joe and I did, you know. And I was like, you know, Nakamura is pretty popular, so I'll take Shinsaki Nakamura or whatever. And then I'll take I'll take Suzuki motorcycles, and then I'll take Asuka. So yeah, cool, whatever. So
so we got two more categories. We got NXT Competitor of the Year. Bayley,
what?
Nia Jax, Asuka, Finn Balor, Shinsuke, Samoa Joe, or Bobby Roode.
What does that even mean? Like best in the ring?
I guess like the
let's say, do it again.
Bayley, Nia Jax, Asuka, Finn Balor, Shinsuke, Samoa Joe, or Bobby Roode.
Balor, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. So then this is going to be the most contested one. NXT Match of the Year. Finn versus Shinsuke.
Didn't see it.
Asuka versus Mickey. American Alpha versus The Revival.
That was good.
Sammy versus Shinsuke. You didn't see that one. That was good. Bayley versus Asuka. Sammy versus Joe. I don't remember that one. Finn versus Samoa. DIY versus The Revival.
Yep.
In the two out of three falls match. Bayley versus Nia. Dillinger versus Roode.
Oh my God, there's so many.
There are a bunch. There's only two more. Neville versus Finn Balor. I didn't see that one. And then Shinsuke versus
Jim. Neville versus Finn Balor was 2016?
Yep. Oh, and
no, it wasn't.
That's what it says.
But Neville was on the main roster already.
I'm just telling you, homie. And then we have...
Neville's been on the main roster for 2 years.
That one did happen. I remember. It was on NXT TV. He came down.
So he came down for one match with... Okay.
And then the last one is American Alpha versus The Revival.
Revival DIY.
Yeah.
I know I didn't see a couple of those matches.
That one or Revival versus American Alpha. I remember those were really good ones, too.
Yeah, they were.
So... That was their list. You'll all hear about it on the show on who the NXT Universe voted for. But I thought they were kind of interesting.
I wonder how they're going to do that.
I don't know. Like, I guess during a break, I have...
Maybe just a video package? Then what is even... Mm-hmm.
Well, like they have the announcers. Like, Well, no, Booker wouldn't be on it, because Booker's doing a show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. So I guess we got to get to the sheet now.
Well, no, let's answer some fan questions
first.
We'll
answer some fan questions.
And I know you don't want to do it, because half of them are about you.
Still?
But first, Michael James Yates, is this Ty Dillinger's last match at TakeOver?
Oh,
do you think it is?
That's what I'm going to talk
about. It's a good
about.
One.
So, if Ty Dillinger debuts at number 10 in the Royal Rumble, I'm all for it. If he debuts anywhere else during the Royal Rumble, I don't want him to debut.
Well, they wouldn't do... I mean, come on. They can't be that stupid to have him come out of the Rumble and not be number 10.
That, come on. They would do it just to annoy people, wouldn't they? Like, no,
maybe.
We're going to have Ty Dillinger come out at 9.
Maybe if Vince is deciding who comes out, because he probably doesn't even know who the fuck Ty Dillinger is.
Right? Perfect 10. What are you talking about? Who the hell is a perfect 10?
Make him come out at 20. He'll be double the perfect.
It would be cool to see that.
I mean, that would be such an amazing moment, but I feel like it's something that they're going to not do.
I agree.
So, with that being said, I feel that maybe he should stay in NXT, and hopefully they'll bring another title up, and that will eventually be his title.
Oh, okay. Gee, who gave you that idea?
I did.
No, you stole that from me.
No, I said that there should be another title. I did. Oh, yeah. Remember we were talking about
it? Yeah, but I was the one that said, there was a rumor, first of all, there's going to be another title. And I said, yeah, it's probably going to be for Dillinger.
Well, yeah, but I'm agreeing with you now.
Okay.
That it should be for Dillinger.
All right, Ron Johnson, do you think do you think it's his last match? No?
No.
In NXT? No, neither do I. Ron Johnson, do you think the loser of the championship match will be in the Rumble?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think there's going to be only one NXT person in the Rumble.
Gee, I wonder who that is.
Samoa Joe.
The guy with the Godzilla music? Or the Godzilla roar or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
They wouldn't change that, right?
No, okay. They shouldn't. It's a great song.
I agree.
Andre Norat, if they were to revive Vince's Kiss My Ass Club, what current superstar would most likely be the next member?
Ty Dillinger, probably. I don't know much about this club, but I imagine it's for good people that job out all the time.
Well, it's also kind of like a punishment. I don't know. It's tough. Maybe. Oh, Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn.
Would it be the Triple H Kiss My Ass Club?
Maybe. But no, it would be Sami Zayn. No, that'd be the Suck My Dick Club. Steve Cliff Jr., please discuss Titus O'Neil and how much he sucks, because that dude blocked me on Twitter and hurt my feelings. So,
oh, yeah, why'd he block you?
He blocked me because today I tweeted... let me read the tweet. So this was on a website that had the betting odds for the Rumble.
Yeah.
And I said, I love how Hulk Hogan and Conor McGregor have better odds to win the Rumble than Titus O'Neil. And that's real on this website. Hulk Hogan and Conor McGregor have better odds to win. And then Titus O'Neil blocked me. So Titus just made the list.
That's awful. I wonder how much money, like what would $1 get you? Like $100,000?
Well, like Titus O'Neil was... plus 65,000. So $1 would get you 65,000. So I'm going to put it on Titus O'Neil, even though there's no fucking shot in hell. That's still a great bet, no matter how you look at it.
I agree.
Oh.
76ers winning the championship.
Yeah. Campy Corleone, who's more over, Josh, Eric, Ryback, or the $5 hot and ready pizza?
Well, the $5 hot and ready pizza, I would imagine.
And then hashtag Josh, your Instagram sucks.
Ouch.
Do you even post much on the Instagram?
I just post my, I just post like interviews.
My dick!
And stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And you can follow me at, I don't really remember what my Instagram is.
Oh my God.
Damn. Maybe that's why I don't have many Instagram followers.
That's probably the reason.
Oh, I am Mr. Joshua. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, you can follow me there.
All right. You should make it the same as your Twitter. It's easier.
I tried. I couldn't.
Someone has Mr. Joshua on Instagram.
Mr. Joshua.
Huh? You know what?
What?
It's me, Josh.
No.
It was me all along.
Fuck.
Brian Condi, since I didn't make it last time. Oh, he asked this too late, I guess, last week. This is, what do you want?
Too bad you missed it this time, too.
Josh, what would you rather have? 1 year of free Little Caesars, one night with Nia Jax, or Trump deporting all the Mexicans?
What? That's racist. I feel like I've answered one of those before. I haven't answered the Mexicans one.
So I guess you're taking Nia Jax?
Nia Jax.
Okay.
Of course. Just like you always fire Roman Reigns, I always take Nia Jax.
You always fuck Nia Jax.
That's right.
Okay. Jason Dearham, just rewatched WrestleMania 30, and I saw Sasha and Charlotte as Triple H's slave girls. What other superstars have come from such small parts? Well, actually, Alexa Bliss was also one of the slave girls, too, for that. But, like, Dean Ambrose was a druid for The Undertaker once. CM Punk was like one of John Cena's like gangsters for one of his WrestleMania entrances. That's pretty funny. But yeah, there's been a lot of those. I don't want to like go over them because that would take all night. And then Jason says, was Josh attracted to Nia Jax back when she had short hair, back when she was called Viscera or Big Daddy V?
That's awful. I've just been recently watching some of the old school Royal Rumbles, and they have her and Viscera have nothing in common.
No?
No.
Okay. Who has bigger tits? Actually, Viscera. Daniel316, Sting is coming to a con near me. Should I pay $150 for a picture with him?
No.
Or buy a Nintendo Switch?
Buy like four of the Kickout Spear Repeat shirts.
Yeah, there you go. That's the right answer.
That's a money well spent there.
Yeah, no, I would not. $150 for a picture?
I don't understand that.
Me either. Like, I met Lita, and I was like, I'm not paying $50 for a picture with you. You're crazy.
Yes.
I'll just stare at you from 5 feet away.
Creepily until the security tells me.
No, like, to me, it was much, like, I got to talk to her for free.
Yeah.
Like, I talked to her. Mm-hmm. That's way cooler than taking a picture with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had like a conversation. I mean, it seemed like she didn't want to be there, but
pictures do last longer, Andrew.
I don't care about a stupid picture. What? Oh, look, I met her. Jealous? I can just tell you on the air that I met her.
Well, in that case, I met Stone Cold.
Ooh.
When did you meet Stone Cold?
I did.
Well, fuck. Oh, right. You met AJ Styles. That's
AJ
a good
Styles.
One. Yeah. You have a picture with him?
No,
because you were too shy to ask.
But I plan on taking a picture with Shawn Michaels.
When? He's interviewing Shawn?
I don't know.
You better.
He's gonna be there.
You better get. Oh my god. You son of a bitch.
It was me, Andrew.
Uh-huh. Narendra Bond, will you guys be Periscoping or Facebook Living from the Royal Rumble or Takeover? Yeah, we'll do something like that. We'll do some video or something.
I don't think I can. But if I could, I will.
Dude, you should Facebook Live backstage.
I'll see if I can do it during some of like Booker's interviews.
Like Facebook Live, you stalking Nikki Bella. That'll be good.
Oh yeah. Or, no, Nia Jax.
There she is. There she. Wait. So you'd rather have Nia Jax than Nikki?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, Nia Jax is more obtainable.
No, no. I'm saying if both of them are standing right here, and they're both like, "Oh, please, Josh, please give it to me." If Nikki wants you just as bad as Nia does.
I'll have to answer that next week. Tough.
You have to think about this?
I have to think about it.
It's hypothetical.
Tough choice.
Okay, fuck you. This is from your new BFF, Eddie. Ooh. Eddie Funyuns, the guy that like kept talking about how great, and like, remember on Twitter earlier this week?
Oh, is that his last name, Funyuns?
Well, on Twitter it is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's his real last name.
That'd be an awesome last name.
Remember you said he just made the list of being your best friend or whatever the fuck? You guys are like, you guys are like touching tips on Twitter. So Eddie says, push fire Barry, Josh edition.
No.
Little Caesars pizza in a box. Nia Jax's box. Or Ryback's dick in a box.
That's awful. I don't want to see Ryback's penis. Where does all this stuff come from? Just because I think he's a great wrestler. What is that? Why does that? Why
I love how much. I love how it makes.
I want to see his cock. I don't get it.
This is why they say it, because you freak
Jesus.
Out when they say it. It's
Jesus.
So. That's why. It's
does
because.
Does Andrew want to see Shawn Michaels' cock? Maybe. But still, Doesn't mean I want to.
No comment.
I want to see Nia Jax's box.
You don't see me freak out about it when you say it.
I'm Latina. Latino.
Haven't you seen the Shawn Michaels Playgirl magazine? I've already seen it. No, he didn't. I don't think he showed it in that. Maybe he could. No, maybe he did. Oh, I've never seen those actual pictures. I think he did pose completely naked for Playgirl. Oh.
I imagine that's before he became, before he turned to Jesus.
Oh, yeah. This was cokehead Shawn Michaels, not born-again Christian Shawn Michaels. And then he thought Playgirl was a magazine for women. Like, at the time, he didn't realize that Playgirl is, I mean, mostly gay guys buy Playgirl. It's not girls trying to see naked men, because girls aren't like that. Like, most girls aren't like that.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
Men want to see chicks naked, but chicks don't really care about seeing men naked.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, why would they?
They actually discuss that on Total Divas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what?
Sure.
Speaking of news.
Fuck.
Speaking of news.
Fuck!
No, this is news.
I got wrapped into this shit. Total. Oh, fuck! News,
I totally forgot to mention that apparently Nikki Bella is now going to be an executive producer on Total Divas.
Oh my god. So Natalia's right.
Yep. So,
this storyline's actually real.
All
right.
I thought that was interesting that now, after all these years, she's finally getting the credit that she deserves.
Wow. Where did you... Okay. I don't even want to know.
I think that would produce better storytelling.
Alex... Okay. Alex G., if you could go back and change one event in NXT history, what would it be and how would you change it?
I would change...
I'd have Liv Morgan win a match.
Or not lose in 15 seconds to Asuka?
Yeah.
Shit. That's a good question. I guess I would it be possible to have Bobby Roode debut earlier?
What? No.
No.
Have
you know what? Well, fine. It's my choice. After Shinsuke and Sami Zayn, because Bobby Roode was in the crowd, I wish Bobby Roode would have came out and glorious bombed Shinsuke.
All right.
That's the history I wish I could change.
Okay. Adam Wilson, who would you say is the Forrest Gump on Raw, SmackDown, or NXT? Oh, my God. I'm not doing one for each show. That's insane. But Forrest Gump has to be someone that's stupid yet is a great person that's actually, like, pretty talented. So it can't be Corbin. Because at first I was thinking, oh, a dummy? Corbin. But no.
It would be Truth.
God.
Excited to see what he's going to do at this Rumble.
My prediction is that he's the first eliminated.
I think he tries to pin somebody.
There you go. That's probably, you're probably pretty close there. That's a good guess. That should have been on the prediction sheet. Like, what does R-Truth do?
Because right, there's a couple things known about the Rumble.
Yeah.
R-Truth does something crazy, and right. Kofi always tries to find a unique way to come out, or to get back into the ring.
Yeah, right? To not get eliminated.
Yeah, and I was just watching last year's Rumble when he brought the ladder in. That come on, admit even you thought that was pretty funny.
That was funny. No, I admit that was awesome. Funny. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Right. Yeah.
And he thought he had it, too.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Garcia, who's the best wrestler turned announcer? I mean, Jerry Lawler was a wrestler, so I'd have to go with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Autumn Wolf, pick 5 superstars to be thrown into a Hunger Games-like arena. Who survives? Who dies? Oh, let's see. Baron Corbin, Roman Reigns.
Nia Jax.
Yeah? You want to see her die? Oh, she'll eat all of them.
She would come out. She'd be like Cagnes.
All right. I didn't watch The Hunger Games, so I don't know.
You shit on me for not watching all these movies? Hunger Games is actually...
What did I shit on you? Team America, World Police? That's a funny movie. Hunger Games is bullshit.
It's full of drama.
Also, would Josh either A, butterfly kiss Ryback's taint?
What the fuck?
Oh, but you get Little Caesars for life if you do that. And butterfly kiss is, with your eyes, right?
I thought it was with your nose.
Oh, like this? No, that's an that's an Eskimo kiss. Butterfly kiss is like with your eyelashes. Like you have to blink on his taint, I guess. But you get Little Caesars for life. Or B, take a dirty Sanchez from Nia Jax, and then you get to spend a day with the cast of Total Divas.
Wow, that is very creative.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I don't know what a dirty Sanchez is.
Okay, so I don't know how this is possible, because if Nia Jax is doing it to you, so a dirty Sanchez is when you're banging a girl from behind, and well, you put it in her butt, and then when you take, this is very gross, by the way, when you take it out, you have poop on your dick, and then you like, and then you smudge it on her face to make a mustache.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's very disgusting.
I don't want either of those.
So I don't know how Nia Jax would do that to you. She'd have to wear a strap on and then do it to you.
That is awful. Jesus. This is very graphic.
And you'd have to shave off that mustache so she can give you her own.
God,
your own.
Damn,
so I guess you'd rather.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Butterfly kiss Ryback's taint.
Neither. I'd rather never eat Little Caesars.
You got to pick one. Sorry, it's A, B. There's no C here.
No.
You got to choose. Just say one.
I refuse.
It's not like it's actually happening. It's not like you're going to say A, and then I'm like, all right, come on in, Ryback.
Do you think he's out there?
He could be. Come on. Are you kissing his taint with your eyelashes, or are you getting dirty Sanchez by Nia Jax?
That is disgusting. Ugh.
Uh-huh.
I want to eat Chick-fil-A after this. I guess not anymore.
Oh, Adam Wilson has another one. Do you think when Josh orders a Little Caesars pizza.
All right, hold on. We're retiring all these Little Caesars and Nia Jax questions.
I don't know. These are getting creative. When he orders, he says, Braun. When he eats, he does Nia Jax's Raptor screech. And then when he finishes eating, he does Undertaker's new growl.
You know,
yeah, I think he does all of those. Sure.
I haven't even had fucking Little Caesars in like months.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, because you're ashamed now that everyone knows.
That's not true. The last pizza I've eaten was the Grimaldi's. Is that what it was?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't go with you.
No.
Grimaldi's?
The one that we had.
That's Romano's.
Romaldo's, Grimaldi's, whatever Italian name.
Romaldo's?
They're all the same.
Okay, buddy. Zach Brooks, if an NXT superstar won the Royal Rumble, who would you want it to be? Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode.
But it's really even, he's not even going to be in it. So if it was possible, then I guess Samoa Joe. Who cares? Steven Azara, who's got a bigger dick? China, Triple H, or Nia Jax? Well, China's dead. I'll say Nia Jax.
Too soon. Nia Jax doesn't have a penis.
I don't know. That dirty Sanchez? And then
stop bringing it up.
Nathan Weller, would Josh enjoy a porno featuring Nia Jax and Ryback?
No.
No?
I don't want to see Ryback's penis. Jesus.
It's not about seeing Ryback's penis. It's about seeing Nia Jax's penis.
No. God damn. No. No. The only porno that Nia Jax would be in would be starring me and her.
What about another girl?
Ooh, yeah. Me, her, and China? Well, before she died.
So you want to see her penis then?
I always thought China was kind of attractive.
No, she wasn't.
I thought she was.
No. Hater. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I am a hater. All right, let's get to some TakeOver San Antonio predictions, all right?
Yes.
And again...
get away from Little Caesars questions.
You know, thank you to Fabio... Morbido for making these, as always, that he does. He actually made this one really fast today, so that was cool of him. All right, first matchup, Ty Dillinger versus Eric Young. Who you got?
I got Eric Young via pin with outside interstraction.
Interstraction. Every week you make up a word that's never been said before on Earth. So, like, on one hand, you sound stupid, but on the other hand, you kind of like, or you sound like a genius because you've said something no one's ever said before.
I think that is a word.
But let me read the stuff before you give the answers.
You just asked me which one.
I said, who's going to win? I didn't ask you about the extra part stuff yet.
Jesus.
The people have to listen. It doesn't make any sense if you go, I have Dillinger with a pin with outside interfection or whatever the fuck you said.
Interstraction. Go
okay.
ahead, Andrew.
So you have Eric Young. I actually have Ty Dillinger. I don't know why. And I have him winning via pin. And I have outside interaction. Outside interference. You have no interference?
No, I have.
Of course. There's fucking three members of Sanity that are all going to interfere.
Maybe only two. Maybe Nikki Cross is going to be waiting for her match. I doubt it.
Maybe. Roderick Strong versus Andrade Cien Almas.
I have Roderick Strong.
Yeah, me too. Via pin?
Via pin. Because I don't know if he has a submission.
I don't even know who he is. Yeah, I have him via pin. NXT Tag Team Championship. DIY versus the Authors of Pain. Who do you have, Josh?
This is where we differ. I have DIY.
You're just living in your fantasy land right now, picking DIY?
No, I think it could happen. They can't take the belts off them this quickly, but I'll tell you why they're going to... go ahead. And I think it'll make sense. That way they don't look weak.
Tell me.
They win via DQ.
They just beat them up so badly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know I have the Authors of Pain. Via pin. What do you have? You have DQ finish?
I have DQ and Paul Ellering interfere.
Yeah, I have Paul Ellering interfering as well, of course. And the NXT Women's Championship, I have Asuka retaining. So I'm curious to see who you think's winning.
Ooh.
You have Nikki?
No, I have Kay.
You have Billy Kay?
Yeah.
No. The whole thing, let me tell you how wrestling works.
I'm telling you my choices, Andrew.
When Shawn Michaels and Triple H were in DX, they had a triple threat match against John Cena. And the whole thing was, well, fuck, all Triple H and Shawn Michaels have to do is beat up John Cena.
That is amazing.
And then one of them will be the champion, right? In real life, that would be the case.
Right.
But it's wrestling when all the odds are stacked against the one person. Like, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce will have the chance for one of them to pin either Oscar or Nikki Cross, and then they're going to fight over who gets to pin the person, and that's why neither of them are going to win. That's always how it works when friends are in a match together.
Well, I'm telling you, I think this one's going to be different. I think this is how it goes down. Billy Kay pins Peyton Royce.
Mm.
And I think it might be like a little bit of a screw job, like an inside.
And that's how you turn Peyton face?
Well, no, like hey, look, like, you know, we're best friends.
Oh, she helps her.
Yeah, so I think that she lays down like right in the middle of the match, and then Billy Kay comes up, 1, 2, 3, it's over, because you know they're friends.
That would be.
They're friends. They're best friends.
You can't do that at a pay per view. I don't think.
What? They had Brock Lesnar in...
Or, I'm sorry, a network special. I have Asuka via pin, and she's pinning Peyton Royce.
Would that be the... That wouldn't be the most insane way for it to happen, right?
No, I just don't think they'll do that.
I think it's a unique way for it to do it, for work.
Maybe, but you think they're going to do that?
I think they have to have...
You could tell me your unique way...
I think they have to have
on this podcast, but then actually give you what you actually think is going to happen. Because, no, I don't think they're going to do that.
I think it will happen.
I don't think so.
You got to have some unique swerves in here, and there's just not enough. You can't have Asuka just always roll through people, and this would be a way for Asuka to lose and be even more pissed off because it's, you know, she didn't do anything.
Asuka's going to win. And then she's going to have the match with Ember Moon in Orlando, and that's where Ember Moon wins. That's how this works, Josh.
Yeah, but she could win it off of...
There's a formula.
She could win it off of Billy
There's
Kay
a formula.
In 2 weeks.
There's a formula, Josh.
I agree. I don't I don't disagree that Ember Moon and Asuka are going to fight at the pay-per-view before WrestleMania.
Right.
I just think that maybe this is a way that they could, you know, get the belt off of Asuka.
Okay.
Without Asuka losing.
All right, and finally, the NXT Championship, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Bobby Roode.
I'm going with glorious.
Yes.
I won't give in till I'm victorious.
Please don't.
I can keep going.
No.
I know the rest of the words.
We played at the beginning of the podcast.
I know,
so, like, you don't have to sing it like that, because that was bad. Bobby Roode via pin?
Via pin. Is that a submission? I don't think so.
No. Do they both have special entrances? Yes.
I put, of course.
Well, the choices were yes or no, so you're going to get no points. How many finishers are hit?
I put two. I think Bobby kicks out of a Kinshasa. And then Bobby hits his Well, he only has one, right? The Glorious Bomb?
Yeah. Well, it's not even called that. We call it that.
That's right.
It's a DDT.
The Glory. Yeah, I think
they called. They finally called it the Glorious DDT once.
That's right. But it's the Glorious Bomb.
Sure.
It should.
Well, no, the Glorious Bomb was when his finisher was a pump handle slam. Mm. Remember? Because that was more of like a bomb. Like that more made more sense. But they didn't call it that. But yeah, it's called the Glorious DDT.
Yeah.
And it took them a while for them to finally fucking call it that. Which is stupid. I have three finishers hit. I think Shinsuke kicks out of a DDT. I think Shinsuke kicks out of a Glorious DDT and then he hits another one and wins.
Okay, so you have Bobby Roode kicking out of a Kinshasa too?
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, I guess. Okay. Or something. Yeah, I guess so. Bell to bell, does the match go longer than 20 minutes?
I put yes. I think this could be a 25 or 30 minute match.
But it's only a 2 hour show. Although it could go long because they don't have anything to. Doesn't matter. It's on their network. Yeah. Right. So yeah, I put yes.
And especially since I have like the women's match ending very quickly.
Right.
It has to go pretty long.
Yeah. Right. Is there any blood?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. Who do you think's bleeding?
Well, I don't really know who bleeds, but I mean.
Because you know it has to be accidental.
Yeah, it has to be accidental. Like, I've seen Ember Mood bleed before, and that's just because, like, you know, I think she, like, bit her.
No, she's like just wearing contacts.
No,
red
like
contacts.
It was in her mouth.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Do we see William Regal?
I put yes.
Yeah, he's probably giving out he's probably announcing the awards.
Yeah, but you didn't say if you were going to see blood.
Oh, I said no.
Okay. Well, I put yes.
Okay, look, this is why we do it. We have to have different answers. I mean, I already won because you put DIY and Billy Kay, so I'm already 10 points ahead of you. You could... Now, I agree, like, Eric, you know, I picked Ty Dillinger. I'm not so that confident that he'll win. It could be Eric Young. So you can get 5 points back there, but I'm still up 10... I'm still up 5 points on you right now.
I'll get another 5 points for the next one.
Does anything happen at the end of NXT TakeOver?
Austin Other than Aries comes out.
And does what? Wait, so Bobby Roode wins the title, and then another heel comes out? And what? Hugs him?
His face turned.
No!
You asked! I'm just telling you!
He's a heel announcer on 205 Live!
Oh, you haven't seen him in a long time? He's got to do something.
Well, maybe... No. You just gave up another 5 points. So now I'm back up 10 points. All right. Well, no, actually, I'm back up 15 points. Because you kind of lost.
Might as well put something crazy on there.
I might as well.
Stone Cold comes out.
And he stuns Bobby Roode. And he's like, I'm going back to the NXT. You're never in NXT.
Shut the fuck up. Kurt Angle.
What?
Kurt Angle and Stone Cold come out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Josh, I don't think you're ever going to beat me in these takeover predictions.
Maybe I have inside information.
Oh, really? Booker knows? No, Booker knows
I didn't
who's going to...
say that. I know a lot of people that
Booker doesn't even know who's winning the... Like, any of the other matches. They don't tell him.
I know people.
Although, whenever... You know what's silly, though, is when I guess he's not doing the pre-shows anymore, right? Or is he?
I mean, I'll have to be there tomorrow.
Because, like, remember they said Lita and Jerry Lawler are gone? I guess Booker T's still doing it. But, like, whenever they do, like, the predictions, sometimes, like, they all have to take someone who, like, everyone on planet Earth knows is not winning that match. And Booker T has to try to, like, you know, it's just, I just don't like that. And it's not, like, Booker T's fault. Yeah. It's just, that's how WWE is. Like, we're going to have a pre-show, and then we're going to give fake predictions. For a fake fight.
Everyone takes somebody else.
That's stupid.
Yes. Like in the Fatal 4-Way, everyone is going to come up with someone else to win.
Right.
Peyton Royce is going to win.
But is there even an NXT pre... I don't think there is. But like,
I think there might be.
Really?
I think so.
Has there been before?
Yeah, I think Renee Young does it.
Really?
Yeah, Renee Young with some other people.
All right, I guess we'll see.
Well, yeah. You have to have a place where they're going to announce all those awards.
I guess. I thought it would just be in the middle of the show, but I guess we'll see. Anyways, you know, it's Saturday at 10 Central. Me, Joe, and Eric are going to be driving up tomorrow morning, San Antonio.
Just rub it on in, why don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Stay here.
That's your fault. You did that to yourself.
I did do that.
Okay? You did. I'm sorry.
I'll be joining you in spirit.
What time are you coming Sunday?
I got to figure out when me and my brother are leaving, but I'm going to try to be there around like 1 or 2.
All right. Well, let me know when you get there.
Where are you
staying? We'll hook up. I don't know, actually.
Have you booked a hotel?
Well, yeah, we booked that. I just don't know the name. Okay. Yeah,
because we'll meet up, I didn't book it. If not before, maybe after the pay-per-view or something like that. A bar or something.
Right, yeah. Oh, after the Rumble? We're driving back Sunday night.
Are you driving back? Yeah.
Yeah. I took off work, but Joe and Eric have to go to work.
Oh, and you guys are all driving together?
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah.
That's not glorious.
Anyways, make sure you subscribe. Oh my god. I'm reading the plugs.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Go ahead.
Are y'all doing any like fan meetups or anything? I'm sure people will want to.
Yeah, we already said that. We'll let them know.
Maybe there's some like NXT people are listening and are wondering where y'all going to be.
We'll fucking tweet it out.
Well, maybe they're waiting for that information.
Okay, we'll tweet it out.
Okay, thank you.
Seems like you're waiting for that information.
I'm trying to help y'all.
And you know where
you can do your reading.
You know how you can get all that information?
Where?
By subscribing to the podcast on iTunes and giving us a 5-star review. And again, if you're on Android, you can download the Podbean app and listen to us that way. You can also listen to the show on YouTube and check out our WWE bad lip reading videos and all of our pay-per-view video recaps at youtube.com/shaftedcinemapisano. And you can go to our website, which has the bios, memes, every recap. Just go to whatswrongwithwrestling.com. And you could like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. That's where you could find the updates on where we'll be. And then you could donate to us on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We have some awesome rewards there, and we could use your help. And you could also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Bizzano, and Josh is at Mr. Joshua.
Oh, don't forget my Instagram.
Oh, his Instagram. His fucking Instagram.
Yes. What's your Instagram, Andrew?
At Wrong Wrestling.
Oh, you don't have your own personal
one? No, I don't have my own personal Instagram, no.
I have my own personal one.
Well, you don't have a podcast one.
No.
So you have one and I have one.
Oh, I do have a podcast. Well, no, but...
What? Huh?
Never mind.
What? Huh?
Nothing.
You what?
I'm confused.
Huh?
Nothing.
Clearly you're confused, yes. Yeah. Also... there's only a few days left to buy a t-shirt on booster.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. So if you want one, I'd go get it now. Because you only have
t-shirt.
Like a couple of days
buy
left.
Buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, it really helped out the podcast.
We
have like 20 shirts sold right now, so that's...
I was just trying to do the Undertaker growl.
All right. Anyways, have a good weekend, guys. Whoever's coming, you know, whoever's in San Antonio, hopefully we'll see you guys there for the Royal Rumble and take over San Antonio. And I hope it doesn't suck.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hoping that as well. I'm really hoping that it's going to be a fan. Oh, were you trying to close out the show?
I mean, yeah.
I thought we were trying to talk more. Okay, I'll say.
Not really, Josh. Anything else? No, I'm just kidding.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones... who get it done.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.